Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC 7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I am Michael Finney, and thank you so much for downloading this week's Consumer Podcast. There is a lot going on, a lot of important consumer items you need to know about. Let's start in the nation's capital, where there is some important legislation working its way through the government, and it has now passed the House 424-1. 424-1? What could possibly be that important? The Consumer Product Safety Commission. All year long, the commission has been under fire from both sides of the aisle for not doing its job to the level of which Americans think they're doing their job. This new law will give the Consumer Product Safety Commission substantial increases in resources, which includes its staffing level, laboratory, computer resources, and the authority to conduct recalls and to protect us from unsafe products. That is Republicans and Democrats working together to protect your family. They are to be applauded for being able to put politics aside. Now, normally when we have a law like this passing the House with 424-1, normally, it's something that is meek and doesn't mean much, but this one does, and consumer groups back it. Let me tell you a few of the provisions. Lead will essentially be eliminated from toys and other children's products. Consumers will have more information about what is safe and what isn't, and toys and other children's products will be required to be tested for safety before they are sold. This is so important. Now you have several children die, and then we say, oh, well, we better have a recall. This is going to make the product safe before they get into the marketplace. And state attorneys general will also have the necessary authority to enforce product safety laws. This is all very, very good news for your family. And I'll tell you, very good news for the politics of this nation, that everyone could get together and get on the same page. Now, we still have to get this through the Senate. The president still has to sign it. But with a 424-1 vote, it's looking like your family is soon going to be safer. Talk about safer. Did that earthquake down in Southern California grab your attention? Well, if you're a homeowner, it probably did. You thought, am I covered for an earthquake? Should I be covered? Here's the deal. If you're not sure if you're covered or not, insurance coverage I'm talking about, you probably aren't. If there's not a separate line item on your bill, or if you're not writing a separate check, you're probably not covered. Homeowners, a standard homeowner's policy, does not cover an earthquake. Back in 1994, during the Northridge earthquake, 30% of Californians had earthquake coverage. The number now, 12%. And what's even worse, about 50% of those who think they're covered are not. So if you're curious, you need to get out your paperwork and make a decision for your family. Should you buy the insurance? I'm not telling you to do it. I'm telling you to make the decision, not think you have coverage that you don't have. With the economy slowing down, everyone is so concerned about saving money. And I'll tell you one way to really blow through a lot of cash is to have high credit card balances. So I'm happy to report that they've just put together a top 10 list of the states with the highest credit card debt per borrower, and California is not on that top 10 list. Number one, Alaska, with $3,384 per borrower. Boy, that's a lot of money. Number two, way below that, New Hampshire, $2,109. What we're looking at around the nation is an average of probably $1,500 per borrower. If that's you, you need to get rid of that debt. Certainly with the economy we're in now, you need to get control of your spending. And talk about getting control of spending. Whenever you travel, have you ever noticed everything costs a lot more than the list price? That's often because cities ding travelers with these huge taxes. There's just been a study done. Chicago seems to be the highest. When you take a look at the hotel tax, car rental tax, and restaurant taxes, if you go to Chicago, you'll pay an extra $42.44 a day. San Francisco, you're looking at $33.25. Honolulu is considered reasonable. As a matter of fact, the cheapest of all the major cities and major destinations, $21.45 extra a day for restaurant meals, car rentals, and hotel taxes. Again, something to keep in mind when you're traveling. When you see the cost of a hotel, make sure you ask, what is the tourist tax? And while we're talking about hotels, have you seen the email that's being sent out that says, do you know the secret behind your hotel key card? It says that on that magnetic strip on back, it has your name, home address, hotel room number, check-in, check-out dates, even your credit card number and expiration date. We have been receiving inquiries about this, and let me explain what's going on. It's not exactly an urban myth, but it's darn close. I first looked into this 5 years ago, and what we found is no hotels actually put that information on that magnetic strip. Generally, they will have information, the hotel room, the check-in date, and check-out date, but even that is coded. So, could someone take your personal private information and put it on that magnetic strip? Believe it. Has anyone done that? Not that we are aware of. Doesn't mean it hasn't happened, but it's something I would not spend any time being concerned with when you're traveling. Oh, hey, are you packing lighter when you travel? You ought to be. Delta Airlines really went for it this week. They are increasing their fees for baggage after July 5th from $25 to $55 to check a second bag for domestic travel. And they have other fees for handling special items like surfboards or skiing equipment. And there will be increases on international flights as well. Look. Pack light. That's my advice. If you can't pack light, make sure you call ahead. And when you're buying tickets on an airline, make sure you know what they're going to charge you. And by the way, once you buy your ticket, they're not allowed to charge you their new increased prices beyond that. Now, Delta can, because they're warning you. They're saying, we're going to charge you $50 for that second bag from here on out. But other airlines will charge you what they're charging you on the day you buy your ticket. If they try to charge you more, you tell them they can't. You tell them I told you so. Digital television converter boxes. We've been talking about that quite a bit lately. Basically, if you get your TV signal from off-air, that would be from an antenna or rabbit ears, then you're going to need one of these television converter boxes. Well, the federal government is giving out $40 certificates. Well, a lot of these things only cost $60. The problem is you're being taxed at some stores for that entire $60, and that isn't correct. The state government has come out and been very strong about this. That first $40, they cannot charge you sales tax. Finney's Friday Free Stuff. This week, we're going to get you into the San Mateo County Fair for free. And in Boca de Beppo, you know this restaurant, right? Boca de Beppo. It's their 15th anniversary, and they're giving away free appetizers or desserts. You can get in on all the Finney's Friday Free Stuff by going to abc7news.com. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. I'm Michael Finney. Thank you for downloading. And keep watching me every weeknight on the 5 and 6 o'clock news on ABC 7 News and on The View from the Bay every Monday and Friday. Goodbye, everybody.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.